Hey, Nance, I can take him or leave him alone, but I understand you really love a nice avocado.
You know, Stein, I never even knew what an avocado was until I turned 18 years old. So here I was in Puerto Rico looking in my backyard and I said, what is that tree? The first time I tasted one, I said, ugh, I just couldn't stand it at all. But I eventually learned to love avocados. Unfortunately, they don't always love me back. Have you ever bought an avocado and thought it was going to be ripe, or it said it was ripe, or you had ripened it for several days and then you cut into it and all you see is some mealy, bruised, something that you really don't want to eat, let alone make into guacamole or slice and put on an omelet?
That exact thing has never happened to me, but I recall one time I sliced into one, and when I pulled away that mottled leathery skin, what it revealed was an eyeball staring at me, and I just put the skin right back and left the room.
Stein, I have news for you. That wasn't an eyeball. That was the seed. And you know what you're supposed to do with those, right? Didn't you grow up in the 70s?
I did, yes. I never knew a woman in that whole decade who did not have an avocado with some toothpicks stuck in it in a glass full of water on the kitchen windowsill.
Well, that's so that when they had children, their children would know what an avocado tree was instead of having to wait till they're 18 to figure it out. Anyway, I was really concerned about the idea that I was wasting lots of avocados. I buy them when they're priced right, and they're either too hard when I try to crack into them, or they sit too long and become too ripe. So I talked to some folks who know about avocados and know how to ripen them, and they gave me some tips. And one of the tips was that if you had too many fresh, ripe avocados, you could freeze them.
Really? You can just throw them in the freezer?
No, Stein, you can't just throw them in the freezer. You need to puree them first. But so what you need to do is take the avocado, puree it with a little bit of fresh lemon juice or fresh lime juice, put it into a plastic container, leave a little bit of space at the top for expansion, and freeze it. And you can use that for, you know, 4 to 5 months, it says.
But it has to be ripe before you do that, right?
Yes, it does. And it's really hard to find a ripe avocado. Most of the stuff we see around here are Haas avocados, which are just delicious. They're the creamiest, I think, and the butteriest, and also the ones that are the most available. But once you see them in the stores, they've already been ripened to a certain degree. So a Haas is going to turn from really green to purplish black as it ripens. So you want it to be black, but not too black. Of course, that depends on what you want inside. So you just, again, you need to have the color as well as the texture. And you're going to know that, hopefully, by gently squeezing, as I mentioned. But of course, there's the question. You're sitting there with the green avocado. It's not quite ripe enough. And you need to make something, say, tomorrow night. What do you do?
I'll tell you what you do. You take that avocado, Nancy, you stick it into a brown paper bag with a banana, and you turn out the lights.
I know that. I hear that it actually an apple works as well, if not better.
You'll find out more about avocados and along with some links and stuff like that when you tune in on the web to kplu.org and click on Food for Thought and read all about it. And by the way, you'll also find a link there to Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson's blog, All You Can Eat. I'm Dick Stein, and I can take him or leave him alone.